Breakfast Show, 6 to 9 on Smile, 90.4 FM.
Did I tell you my Shaggy story?
No.
I've told it. You never heard my Shaggy story?
No.
Remember when Shaggy came out here? I was the MC of the concert.
Wow.
I was the guy that went on stage and, I'm telling you. it was at the Belleville Velodrome. The Velodrome was where Shaggy was, and this is like 20 years ago, right?
Okay.
And we with the station I was with at the time were the media partners, and we got this meet and greet in the business lounge to see and meet Shaggy and spend some time with him. And I couldn't help myself. I was like, Mr. and I was doing it, and I was like, and the people, the guys and girls that I were with, they were like so sick and tired of me going, I'm telling you, because it didn't sound anything like Shaggy. And so I couldn't help myself, and we like had a picture with him walking together from this holding area to the stage we needed to be, and Shaggy and his team were with. And I was like, I'm telling you. And then eventually, hey man, stop it. Like, you turned around and Shaggy told me to stop it. Stop doing that. All I can hear is you're doing, trying to be me. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Shaggy. I love it. I'm just hard of you. A very interesting story behind how Shaggy got that voice of his. It's from the military. Do you know those guys in the military that shouts? They're like the Four Loopers.
Yes.
They're in the front and they go, left, right, pretty soldier, left, right, left, right. And then everyone chants behind you. You like the shouter, and then people copy what you say.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Lungs, rest. Lungs, rest.
I know.
That was his job.
Okay.
He was that in the army. I think it was the Marines. And that was, his job was to shout out the commands and shout out the hiss as they marched. And that's where he picked up. And then they said to him that he should think about doing songs with that voice of his after the Marines.
And he did.
And he did, and then the rest is history.
Well, yeah. Luckily, he didn't get the whole, your voice sounds like a goat screaming. Shakira.
Is that?
Yeah, that was Shakira in like Standard 4 or something.
Is that what they said to Shakira?
Yes.
She sounds like a goat screaming.
Yep.
At least her hips don't lie, though. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, waka waka. I
like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.